The Irish Council for Prisoners Overseas was established by the Irish Catholic Bishops' Conference in 1985 and provides information and support to Irish prisoners abroad and their families. Today we support over 1,200 Irish prisoners in 30 different countries around the world. We work for all Irish prisoners abroad, wherever they are, and don't make any distinction in terms of religious faith or the nature of the conviction. The kind of services we provide depends on the situation, but may include information and support to prisoners in relation to a range of issues, for example, deportation and repatriation, keeping in contact with them through letter writing, newsletters, and cards for Christmas and St. Patrick's Day. We also liaise with Irish embassies and consulates, as well as other third parties on behalf of prisoners, provide assistance to those preparing for release, and give support to their families. This month, the ICPO held a conference in Dublin Castle to mark 30 years of assisting Irish prisoners abroad and to launch a new piece of research on the resettlement needs of Irish prisoners returning home. The conference was a great success and attended by 130 people, including some families of Irish prisoners overseas. We were honoured that President Michael D. Higgins was in attendance and gave a powerful speech which resonated with many families in the audience. To quote from that speech, he reminded everyone that while Irish emigration has often resulted in very fortunate outcomes, not everyone has a similar story to tell, and the Irish men and women who are imprisoned abroad must not be forgotten. These people are some of the most marginalised and vulnerable groups of Irish emigrants. One of the particular highlights of the conference was when the mother of an Irish prisoner spoke about her experiences having a son imprisoned in Australia. She described how it felt to be told of her son's arrest, the shock, the struggle to gain information on what exactly had happened, the feeling of utter loss of control. She also spoke of a sense of isolation and the fact that no one she knew had been through this. This led her to contact the ICPO. The ICPO can help families by explaining what happens after arrest and detention and providing reassurance and emotional support. We can also help them with any plans they have to visit their loved one and try our best to ensure that there's a line of communication open between families and prisoners, whether it's by telephone, letter, or via a missionary or embassy representative. We also arrange several family information days per year where families can meet together in a relaxed and informal way, listen to a guest speaker, talk to caseworkers, and enjoy a lunch together. The experience of having a loved one imprisoned overseas can be frightening, confusing, and destabilizing. Families are thrown into navigating an alien legal system, possibly a non-English speaking one. It may not be possible for the prisoner to call home or send a letter, and the family may be very reliant on others to confirm that they're okay. Feelings of shame or embarrassment can make it hard to talk to friends and others close to them, which can lead families to feel isolated. The experience of these families reminds us that behind the realities of the crime committed, behind newspaper headlines and media controversy, behind the courts, the lawyers, there is often a family quietly suffering, courageously and unceremoniously struggling just to keep the show on the road. Prisoners' families can often feel that they themselves are serving a sentence. The pain of separation can't be overestimated. The missed milestones that are felt by the prisoner are also experienced by the families in their absence. Missed communions, birthdays, a child's first steps, the death of a parent or sibling, missed anniversaries. Families tell us that Christmas can be a particularly challenging time of year. The sense of an empty seat at the table is very real. Children may be confused why their mammy or daddy isn't there for Christmas. Why they can't call them on the phone or see them on Skype. Families may feel guilty enjoying Christmas when their loved one is in a prison cell somewhere abroad. This month marks the beginning of the Jubilee Year of Mercy. Pope Francis has offered practical ways in which we can live well in this holy year. He suggests that we should have a heart open to the fringes of society and bring consolation, mercy, and solidarity to people who live in precarious situations. At Christmas, our thoughts often turn to those who are suffering, those in difficulty, those who are marginalised. The families of people imprisoned overseas may not be the first that spring to our minds. However, the ICPO would encourage all to spare a thought and say a prayer for the families of Irish prisoners this Christmas. If you know someone who is in this situation, a simple act of kindness, a card or a telephone call to let them know that you're thinking of them could make their struggle just that little bit easier to bear.